This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. House will vote this week along partisan lines to transmit impeachment charges to the Senate, setting up a trial likely to take the rest of the month, pushing final action on a key trade deal for agriculture into February. A Senate trial of the president could start this week, though even if the House acts quickly, it could take the Senate a few days to prepare for the trial, lending more time for remaining Senate panels to clear the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Senate Finance approved USMCA last Tuesday by a lopsided 25-3 margin, but an impeachment trial may delay final ratification until February, more than a month after House approval. Ag Senate senators are frustrated. Finance Republican John Thune says low prices, disasters, and trade disputes have taken a toll on his producers.
This markup has been a long time coming for the farmers and ranchers of my home state of South Dakota and around the country who are struggling. When I talk to farmers or ranchers and ranchers at home in South Dakota, they continue to emphasize that the most important thing that Washington can do to boost our agricultural economy is to take action on trade agreements to expand markets.
U.S. dairy, poultry, eggs, pork, and wheat will all benefit from low or no tariffs or other changes. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford.
When you drive across the western and northern part of my state, you see beautiful wheat fields. Those beautiful wheat fields feed our kids, feed our families. But when they go into Canada, Canada has a different way of grading that wheat that drops the price there and has been a problem for Oklahoma farmers for a very long time.
Indiana Finance Member Todd Young added his praise and frustration.
It's taken a bit longer than many of us would have liked, and I hope in the future free trade agreements can be considered more expeditiously. But nonetheless, here we have this agreement, USMCA. And while not perfect, I know how critical USMCA is for the state of Indiana and for our entire country, for farm country, for manufacturers, and for businesses of all sizes.
But now that won't happen for at least another couple of months, and after Canada ratifies USMCA, first signed by all three presidents way back on November 30th of 2018. President Trump and Vice Premier Liu He will sign the Phase 1 trade agreement tomorrow morning at the White House, with roughly 200 people invited to attend. However, some question China's ability to increase expected purchases and if the agreement will stick. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the agreement will open the new market, but not exclusively to the United States. That means the U.S. will have to compete with other exporters for the expected $40 to $50 billion increase in annual purchases by China. Meanwhile, a U.S. Chamber of Commerce official told media members Monday that the Phase 1 trade agreement stops the bleeding but does not end the trade war. Reuters points out that the United States has left in place tariffs on $370 billion worth of Chinese imports. Further negotiations for a Phase 2 deal will probably touch on more difficult issues, including Chinese subsidies for state-owned firms and industrial policies perceived to be creating an uneven playing field. President Trump will yet again join the American Farm Bureau Federation for its annual convention. The 101st AFBF Annual Convention and Trade Show will run January 17th through 22nd in Austin, Texas. President Trump is scheduled to attend on Sunday, the 19th. This marks the third straight year Trump has attended the AFBF convention. AFBF President Zippy Duval says in a statement, "We are grateful that he has made agricultural issues a priority." Duval said AFBF welcomes Trump at a time when there is much to talk about, from trade progress to important regulatory reforms. The Senate is close to finalizing the USMCA and the so-called Phase 1 trade agreement to be signed with China this week. Other officials currently scheduled to attend include Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts, a Republican from Kansas, as well as Senator Jerry Moran, also a Republican from Kansas, who's on the schedule as well. In other national ag news here on your Tuesday, the new year means enrollment deadlines for the 2019 ag risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, and those deadlines are quickly approaching. Richard Fordyce, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, says it's a great time for producers to head to their local FSA office to get signed up.
For the 2019 crop, the deadline is March 15th, and for the 2020 crop, the sign-up deadline is June 30th. We're asking producers, while times are a little slower on the farm, and certainly I know there are not very many of those days throughout the year, encouraging producers to come into their local Farm Service Agency office and get signed up for ARC PLC. It's our main safety net program.
Fordyce says the ARC and PLC programs have more flexibility for producers than when the program first started.
Some changes to the programs via the 2018 Farm Bill allows more flexibility to producers. So producer would go into an FSA office, do their 19 sign-up and elections, do their 2020 sign-up. The election for 19 will also be the same for 2020, and then producers will have the flexibility for crop years 2021, 2022, and 2023 to change those elections if the market or other indicators tell them that that's what they need to do.
Both farmers and their local FSA offices aren't quite as busy as they are at other times of the year, which makes it a great time to get in and get the paperwork done.
It takes a little longer to do the application and do the sign-up. That's why we're asking folks to come in now and get that done, again, ahead of more of a busy season, so they've got that behind them and they're ready to go for 19 and 20.
While producers have learned a lot about both programs, the FSA has designed a tool to help producers make the best decision for their individual operation.
We partnered with Texas A&M University and the University of Illinois to develop a decision support tool that producers can actually put their own numbers in to help them make the decision as to which program would be better for which crop. The web address for that decision support tool, fsa.usda.gov/ARCPLC.
Again, that was Richard Fordyce, the administrator of the Farm Service Agency. And we'll move on and bring you state and local ag news following these messages.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt, and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
We're back here on your afternoon farm show and moving on into Midwestern ag news. A survey report suggests that the economy is growing slowly in 9 Midwestern and Plain states as the U.S.-China trade war continues. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index rebounded to 50.6 in December from 48.6 in November. The overall index says any score above 50 suggests growth, and a score below 50 suggests a decline. Moving on into other ag news here on your Tuesday afternoon. Coming up on Saturday will be the Carlinville FFA Alumni's biannual dinner auction, which will be held at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on Saturday evening. With more, we join Molly Rosentreter.
Correct. This will be our third dinner auction. We've started, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. We did it 2 years in a row and then skipped a year. And from now on, we will do it every other year, as you said. So our next one will be in 2022. And this is our most productive fundraiser. We have a great time. We have 250 members of the community that come out and support us for a nice meal provided by the Elks. And then we do a silent auction as well as a live dinner auction. Our Carlinville community is very gracious in that they give to us and in the auction as well as in-kind gifts and monetary. And this is our biggest fundraiser in order to help the kids throughout the next 2 years.
Next, Aiden explains where proceeds from the dinner auction and other alumni events go towards during the year.
Yes, with the Carlinville FFA alumni, our big goal is to provide opportunities to children that most of us had in high school or some opportunities we didn't have. So some of the big highlights for many kids' careers in high school that we help fundraise is going to national convention. Historically, it was held in Louisville. Now it's out in Indianapolis. We'll send a busload of kids out there for them to go network and meet kids from all the way from Maine to Puerto Rico, Alaska. I always had a great time, and the more kids we can put out there, the better. Some of the other different things we do, there's a conference called WLC, which stands for Washington Leadership Conference. It's for junior FFA members that they head out to Washington, D.C. for a couple days in the summer to network with other FFA members from across the nation, learn about leadership. That way they're ready to be the leaders of tomorrow in not only the agriculture community, but also our local community. We do have a scholarship for seniors, whether they're going off for college or trade school, that we'll hand out to the four top senior members that we see after they fill out the applications to basically help them get a go at starting off their next step in life. You know, that's our big thing. Once you're done with high school, what is your next step? And that's where Carlinville FFA alumni, we want to help provide all the resources and training and knowledge to these kids so when they leave Carmel High School, move on wherever they're going, they're ready to take life on.
Again, that was Aiden Groves and Molly Rosentreter with the Carlinville FFA alumni. And that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday afternoon edition of The Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI Ag News, I'm Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Gabe. The Noon Ag Show has been brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Area Diesel Service of Carlinville and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
You're listening to WSMI.